BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Monday the 11th of March, and this is the Scott Mills Daily featuring Real or No Real with Dan and Phil. We had the penultimate 24 years at the tap end, sob, reliving the madness of last week on this show. I treat my mum to a Mother's Day of being sat in traffic. Holly Murs news, and loving the trolls with some of the harshest comments under the Chris and Mila video from various websites around the world. Hey Chris.
Hello.
Did you remember it was Mother's Day yesterday?
I did, yes.
At what time did you remember?
The problem is...
You're so bad.
Well, the card I've got, they'd run out of the Mother's Day ones in the venue where I bought my cards.
Garage.
Yeah. And so I had to settle with a well done.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But well done for producing me.
But I think I got away with it.
How would you possibly get away with that? Well, it's clearly a card that's like, well done.
Yeah, but I think she... I'm not sure she completely, like, didn't believe that it was connected to Mother's Day.
Right.
I can't be sure on that.
You just styled it out.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mum, who had a very special day yesterday. I'd like to think I really made her feel special. I took her for breakfast, and then she said she wanted to look around some shops, so I offered to drive. Bear in mind, these shops are 4 miles away from my house. That's what it said on my sat-nav. Mm-hmm. We were in traffic for 4.5 hours.
Oh, really?
On the way to the shops and back. We didn't even make it into the shops because the road to the shop was closed, so I decided to turn back, at which point, not realising where I was going. The highlight was stopping off at the garage at one point, about 3 hours in, where she consumed some mini cheddars and a cream egg.
Mm. Did she, when you say you made her breakfast, you can't cook?
No. I took her for breakfast.
Oh, right.
And then we went to look around some shops and it didn't happen. So yeah, 4.5 hours of solid traffic.
What a lucky mum.
Happy Mother's Day. She's special to me.
BBC. BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Someone wants to be Mickey Mouse. We had that before?
I don't think we have
we? That's really good. And also Lawrence, I've not heard this one before, wants to be the Siskeen Chapel.
What?
That's good.
Bit of culture.
I know. There's so many keys coming in today. Like sometimes you only remember them afterwards as well. So don't feel any pressure. If you can't think of one right now, it'll come. It'll come. Otis, before that, it was Army of Two by Murs on BBC Radio 1. I went to see him last night.
And how was it?
It was very good. Very good show. A lot of stairs. If I was a pop star, I would have stacked those stairs.
Well, he's done that, hasn't
down,
he?
Up and down. He has done it before. There's a brilliant video on YouTube of him absolutely stacking it.
You'd think he would have got rid of them and put an elevator in.
I said to him, after that video, seriously, get rid of the stairs. But he managed to do them fine last night. It's all about the gigs this weekend. Bieber. Friday.
Murs.
Was awesome, eventually. Mm. He wasn't even that late.
Was he late?
No, it was like 9 o'clock. But it was all right. And he managed to make it through the whole show. So hooray for him.
Mm.
And now he's cancelled a load of gigs. So last time we've seen him for a while. Right.
Has he left now?
What?
Is he back home?
Yeah, he's gone.
Right.
But he says, don't worry. Despite everything that happened last week, he will visit our shores again at some point.
It just feels like he's gone. We need to clear up now and clean up.
Are you not following him anymore?
No.
Are you pleased he's gone?
I am, yeah.
Mm. It was getting a bit like full-time, wasn't it, the stalking of him?
I think he was... Well, no, I wasn't stalking him.
You
I just felt that someone needed to keep an eye on his movements. It was... I'm sort of... Do you know, I'm glad it's done and we can move on now and, you know, get back to normal.
Until next time.
Well, we'll see.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Quite a miserable Monday, but hopefully this will help. Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So we are approaching the end of season two. Sorry, series two. That's a bit American, isn't it?
Yeah, let's not go down that route.
Of 24 years at the tap end. He's given us his life story for two series now, but he needs a rest and to think up some more. Is there going to be a series three, or should we just leave it open-ended, well, like some films do?
Yeah, after series one, we sort of said, we'll see how it goes and see how it goes from there. But I kind of feel like I've blown my... I've done everything I can do on this series now.
Right.
Series two is done, in my eyes. Like, we've done all the stories that I can really think of for now.
So this could be the end, at the end of this week?
I think so. I think, do you know what? It just feels right, and especially after everything to do with last week.
Yeah.
It just feels like... Let's, you know, have a break. We've done something like 40 episodes in this series.
And let's be honest, like, from last week, your life is going to go downhill now.
Well, exactly. I can't really do much more than that last week. So let's...
You've kind of reached your peak.
Yes.
Like, it's all downhill from now.
What do you mean by that?
That's probably going to be the best week of your life ever.
So far.
I would say ever.
So far.
So, like... What is there to look forward to?
Well, that's a positive note to end it on, then. Not thanks for the work, Chris. Thanks for putting in the time. You know, it might be 1,000 words every episode or something, and I've done the equivalent of about 3 books.
To be honest, you have worked very hard on this, and we all appreciate it.
Still no publisher.
I know. Maybe this Christmas.
Maybe. Maybe.
All right, then.
Okay, so I'm going to
ask me again.
Yep, I'm going to take you to my 25th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I am a quinoa salad.
What's that?
That's going to really confuse you because you're going to be looking up on the internet, quinoa.
Yeah. Is it like, one of these where it's spelt with a Q or something?
Yes.
Quinoa. What is it?
You can have it on a salad. It's kind of like, it's a grain.
Sounds disgusting.
It's actually very nice.
I'm, and it only seems right, Mila Kunis.
Very good.
And I'd like to dedicate this episode to Tap Into Her.
Okay. Oh, I know someone that's got real beef with you, by the way.
Well, I can't ignore that.
It's just reminding me, but we'll come back to it later in the show. Okay, I'm keen.
Okay, keen.
Just mentioning her name made me think of it. Ready?
I look forward to that. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Mm. Ready. It's been an eventful series of 24 years at the Tap End, and everything seems to have escalated from when I did my first 24 years at the Tap End. I mean, like the first series.
Okay.
After series one, which saw stories about school assemblies gone wrong, my driving test, fun on the Otley run, and the epic feat that was Chango the Beast taking on the Pizza Hut challenge, I was a bit worried about remembering enough stories for series two. But Scott was keen to do it all again, so we dug deep and produced 40 episodes this series. That's over 8 hours worth of Tap Ends.
That is a ridiculous amount, isn't it?
I love a stat.
Yeah.
And that was a good stat, I thought. But I'd like to hope people have learnt more about the life of an average lad from Watford. We even made a theme tune, and the Keens reached another level this series. You think about it, we didn't have a theme tune series one.
Nope. It was all very basic. We were just finding our feet, weren't we?
Mm. This series has covered events such as my second ever date at Ruislip Lido, meeting Alan the fisherman in a car park near Legoland, and catching my flatmate wearing my socks and not on his feet. Some episodes have even discussed fairly recent events. I must point out that this is definitely not from me feeling that I may have exhausted every memory or story from my teenage years. But last week, I can say, turned into easily the maddest time I've had at the Tap End, and it feels right that as this series of 24 years at the Tap End draws to a close, we reflect on the events of last week.
Obviously, everyone knows what happened with the Mila Kunis interview, but I'd quite like to hear it from your kind of diary, your autobiography.
Yeah, I just thought this is going to have to be in the autobiography, so it's right that I just put it in now whilst I've got time, because it'd be a shame to leave this out.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to leave this out.
If we finished Tap End this week and I didn't mention this at all, it would be a blunder.
Massively.
The day I met Mila Kunis is a bit of a blur in my mind, and it's now out there on the internet for all to see. I was really nervous in the cab as we pulled up to the posh hotel. This was no booty call, however. In fact, the hotel itself made me feel massively uncomfortable. I didn't belong there.
When was the last time you had a booty call at a hotel?
I haven't, but it's the kind of thing that happens, isn't it? You turn up at the...
Not at a hotel like this, please.
Absolutely not. No. After meeting a few movie types and kissing a few cheeks, I was in front of her. That's badly worded as well, isn't it? What I mean there is it's a very sort of lovey thing that goes on at these things. It's boys and girls. You go up and you kiss them all on the cheek.
Mm. Did you kiss boys as well?
I kissed, there was one boy that I met who it was an odd one, sort of leant forward and...
Yeah, it's very kind of media, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not your scene.
No, it's like the media world, and there's another country that always kiss each other. I think it's the French or something. It's like blokes will kiss other blokes like just as a welcome.
Mm.
And it was very much like that at this thing as well, though they weren't French.
Sure.
I was a bit nervous about everyone seeing the video the following Monday, but as we played it out on the show, it was nice to get a load of messages from people on Twitter saying they enjoyed it. It was that evening, though, when I noticed about 100,000 people had seen it, which was mad, and I couldn't believe it. But from there, it seemed to get bigger and bigger. Someone had put it on a website in America, and for some reason, people over there seemed to really like it. Do you remember that night? I text you and everyone else who works on the show and just say, have you seen the videos had, like, and it was about 100,000 views.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Yes.
And we were so happy at that.
I know. And then it was overnight that night where things really started to escalate.
Mm. I think it's because of the time difference. Americans were waking up.
Yeah,
and someone had sent it round there.
We're in the future compared to them.
Yeah. I really don't, to this day, understand why it all kicked off from there. But before I knew it, I was being invited on TV stations and radio stations from all over the world. My favourite being with a man called Billy Bush. What a name. I'll never forget him. And I'd like to stay in touch with Billy Bush if I don't know how you contact him.
Have you got his number?
No.
Oh, email?
No, but I wasn't aware until I actually, when I did that interview, I wasn't aware who I was speaking to. I understand he's a massive personality over there, but all he was a little voice in my ear at the time.
Yeah. You didn't believe me when I told you it was Billy Bush.
Yeah, George Bush's cousin.
Yeah, no less.
Incredible, isn't it? These things are quite weird. You are put in front of a camera and given an earpiece, and you have to stare at the camera the whole time. It's an odd experience, and it was really difficult to resist doing Anchorman impressions. So what happens is, like, I went to this one, which was CNN, and you're staring at the camera, and it's like a big auto-cue camera, and you're sort of there with your earpiece, and there's people on the side, and they're kind of going, right, you're going to be on in 10, 9. Mm. And you really want to look at the teleprompter, as I thought it was called, but it's not. That's an American thing, and just be like, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Imagine if you had.
But I had to resist it. I was told I wasn't allowed.
Did you ask?
Of course I did. Because when I first sat there and sort of, because you have some papers and put my hands in front.
We like.
I started going, like, the elephant has ugly shaped feet. Because they ask you to say things to get your mic levels and that.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't.
Really though?
I'm really glad you resisted
I
that.
I really regret that now. Because it's my one opportunity to do that, you know. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, I know, Chris.
I did my best to get the Watford shirt out there, though. You've got to look after your local team. I've crowbarred that Watford shirt into everything I've done this week.
Seriously, I mean, if you don't become the chairman at some point, I don't know what's going on. Is Elton John still the chairman of that?
He's not, but right. he's
was
a
that in the
70s? Fan. Yeah, but he's still a massive fan. I've said it before, I would love to get in touch with Elton John. I think we've got a lot in common. Don't you?
I remember this. Yeah, you really were convinced that you and Elton would be best mates if you could get to him.
Both Watford fans.
Yeah.
Both what? Lads from Pinner.
And? Yeah.
I think we'd have a great chat. I was told this morning that a week on from when the video went up that it's had over 10 million views. Madness. It's produced about a lifetime's amount of material for Loving the Trolls. But I would have expected that. To be honest, if it wasn't me in the video, I would have been tempted to give it a sly troll. Definitely. I've seen a lot of the comments and they're fair enough. Everything they've said is true. I agree with it all. But it's been nice to see some nice comments as well.
Yeah, you can look through the horrible ones and just find the nice ones. The horrible ones shouldn't mean anything to you anyway. Just imagine Lawrence.
It's provided endless banter for my mates, but they have also found it a bit odd. Sir Doss's MySpace has never had so many hits. Chango the Beast has been talked about as far away as Australia. And the convict is doing his best to keep a low profile.
Is he had to go into hiding
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I got a bit of an odd text off him, actually. He's a bit concerned about it all.
Yeah, someone like him doesn't really want to want that, do they?
So he's told me to stop talking about him, which I should have written him into the tap end, then, should I? It's been a mad week, but some valuable lessons have been learnt. Americans love Hugh Grant. Always have a Watford shirt to hand. And if you get a chance to have a picture with a Hollywood A-lister, try to avoid putting thumbs up. Regret that massively.
Yeah. It may be a nervous thing, but you always put your thumbs aloft.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
I think it's because when I smile a bit awkwardly, I think, because people say I don't show my teeth.
No.
So when I want people to know I'm having a good time, even if my face isn't showing it. But my one chance to have a photo, I do regret. I should have looked more professional.
You always kind of smirk.
Yeah.
And then it's the double thumbs aloft.
Yeah. And that will change, I promise you.
I'm enjoying myself.
I promise you that will change.
Are you going to do... are you going to get like a full-on Hollywood smile now?
I don't know.
You could get like teeth like fridge doors. You know, like Tom Cruise. Like massive and kind of square.
Right. Well, I'd rather not do that. I was just thinking that I'd just take the thumbs down. But if you're saying I need... What are you saying here? I need teeth implants.
Veneers.
Or something. Who? What are they?
Talk to me off air.
Right.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Season 2 of, sorry, series 2 of Tap End concludes Wednesday at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were just saying, so many keens come in, a lot of them are the same. But sometimes you will think of them on like on a night out. You'll be discussing something with your friends and a keen will just come out of nowhere sometimes. Do you think that?
Yeah, I do.
And it's hard to get them to just to think of them randomly at 1:45 on Monday and a Wednesday.
Or I get it like middle of the night, I suddenly think of a good keen, so I then take my phone out and write it in my phone, but
yes,
it's a bit long.
I've done that as well. So we've got something for you. 24 Years at the Tap End is coming to an end. And before it does, we would like to get all the keens we can. So what they've done is they've given us a mobile phone for you to ring. And you can leave a message at any time. So that any time one comes to you that might be new, you can just leave a message.
I love this.
You can share. I've got a number for you if you might want to write this down. And we'll play out some good ones.
You can put it in your phone. Think of a keen.
Yeah.
Call the keen line.
That's right.
Is that what we're calling
it? That's what we're calling it. Keen line.
This is
so
amazing.
Yeah, this is happening. How keen are you? Anytime, day or night. Let me know. Here's the number. It's catchy. 07879-908-067. Obviously, you've got to be 16 or over. Obviously, you've got to have the bill payer's permission. And your calls and texts will be charged at your standard operator rate. By calling, you agree for me to be possibly playing it out on Radio 1. Don't call for actual emergencies. I can't help. Sometimes I can't even dress myself in the morning. I can't help you with an emergency.
So I've got my phone out.
Yeah.
Let's write it in the phones.
Yeah, okay. Write it in your phone. And then next time you think of one, you might be out at a bar. You might just be around someone's house. You'll be like, oh, I've got one. It might just crop up in conversation. Just want to get as many as we can before tap end.
We've got to do this so carefully, though, because I imagine this is dangerously close to someone else's number.
Yeah, don't be giving them a lot of keens. Make sure the...
you check it carefully.
Make sure the number is checked, please, yeah. 07879-908-067. It's just something we've set up, a keen line. If you're keen, call it. 07879-908-067. I can't wait for some of the messages. We've got Jenny on saying, yes, next time I think of one, I can just call the number. Exactly. Catherine says, ha, an actual keen line. This is brilliant. I know. Call it whenever you want, day or night. It's a very catchy number. Have we used this number for something before?
We have, yes.
For what?
Do you remember, basically, I had to go buy this phone. It's my phone. It was for a while. And we went, it was, do you remember the rant line that we had where people could rant any time, day or night? It was a business idea of mine that went wrong.
Oh, yeah. So this is the same number?
Yeah.
So there'll still be some rants on the answer phone?
So there's a few ranty...
In between the Keens?
Yeah, but hopefully we're getting some good Keens.
Okay. The number is 07879-908-067. Put it in your phone. Just call it Keen Line. That's what we're doing. 07879-908-067. Next time you think of a Keen. This is ridiculous.
But amazing.
But it's brilliant. Like, we can get some good ones because you can call it all the time. Day or night. 24 hours. It never stops. People are already warning us that they may be a little bit drunk for next time they ring the Keen Line. That's all right. That's fine.
Just whenever you're keen,
I guess. Yeah, exactly. Mandy's been on in Glossop. She's very confused. What is a keen? Because if you just started listening, you'd be like, what are they talking about?
Well, this developed with 24 years at the tap end. So I would say I'll take you to my 15th year or 16th year at the tap end if you're keen. Scott, I don't know, you just sort of picked me up on this.
Yeah.
And then started saying, I'm Keenan and Kel.
Or I'm Kardashian.
And it just got a bit silly.
It just rates how keen you are, really, as a person.
It's just a scale of keenness, isn't it?
Absolutely. I hope that helps, Mandy.
I think we've explained it well.
I think so. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills. So every week, what we do is we get Lawrence, our computer, and we get him to read out all the things that the nasty people on social media are saying to us over the last 7 days. We do it every Monday. It's called Loving the Trolls. People love it because it just takes all the nastiness away. People can say what they want on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, as you've been noticing, Chris, on YouTube videos.
Yes.
And with that in mind, today it's a Chris and Mila special on Loving the Trolls. Loving the trolls, loving the trolls. Yeah, loving the trolls. Chris and Mila special. Loving the trolls, loving the trolls. Loving the trolls, loving the trolls. Is it true? Is it? Right, so are you ready? You're sitting comfortably there, you all right?
Shall I strap myself in?
I would strap yourself in, my darling, because it's going to be bumpy.
Right.
But it's all good. Ready?
Ready.
So, last week, was actually Friday, the week before, wasn't it? Chris interviewed Mila Kunis. You may have heard about it. It's had 10 million views now on the World Wide Web.
It's not even a joke.
It's not even a joke. I don't know how this happened, but it did. And the people on, mostly under the video, on various websites, this is what they're saying. These are some of the comments. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, these are all from Lawrence, so people from the UK this time, and then we've got a Lawrence relative to introduce you to when we get to the American ones. Someone that's a cousin of Lawrence.
Okay, good.
But for now, here's Lawrence.
The guy is out of his league professionally and the interview was cringeworthy. Sorry, but it made me feel uncomfortable.
Made him feel uncomfortable.
Not as much as me.
Out of your league professionally.
The guy is out of his league professionally.
Thank you.
I have to agree.
Yeah. Okay. Once again, this one features another word that is only used by trolls and not in everyday life.
It is very clear Mila Kunis is simply humouring an unprofessional buffoon who is out of his depth.
Buffoon. I like Mila Kunis went really high then from Lawrence.
It is very clear Mila Kunis is simply humouring an unprofessional buffoon who is out of his depth.
Yeah, but it got 10 million views, so...
It's the rage, I think, that changes. Good use of buffoon.
Buffoon is good.
I've
only
been
used by
so
trolls.
Many things this week.
I know. When was the last time in conversation you went, oh, you're buffoon? Doesn't happen, does it?
No.
What else have you been called? Oh, you can't say.
I've been called everything.
Yeah. And here's some more about that video.
I suspect some of these comments will be being relayed via the voice of Lawrence in the near future.
That's right. You guessed it right.
Hmm.
It's weird when you see people going, oh, I bet Lawrence is going to read these out soon.
It's confusing because obviously a lot of people who may have seen this in America might not quite know what Lawrence is.
Yeah.
And so I've seen this underneath because I am sad enough to have read the comments.
Sure.
Underneath. And they must be very confused.
I don't want these comments to hurt you, Chris.
No, remember they don't, honestly.
That's why we're putting them through Lawrence.
That's the beauty of Lawrence, isn't
now,
it?
Now, because these next comments were under the video on various websites around the world, We go over to our US news websites now, and comments written underneath the story and the video there, read out by Lawrence's American cousin, Dale. So I'd all like you to meet Dale now.
Amazing.
He's the same as Lawrence, but only American, and he's his cousin. So here we go. Some Americans obviously don't quite get the humour of it.
The guy is a chump. It is a funny video, but he is an annoying goofball.
Goofball and chump in there.
Just, I'm writing these down. I'm a what? A goof?
Is it the guy is a chump. It is a funny video, but he is an annoying goofball.
Goofball.
Goofball. They say that a lot in America. Ah, goofball. Got that written down?
Is that a common insult?
Very.
Is an annoying goofball.
Mm. Is that the equivalent of buffoon over here?
Yeah, kind of.
Goofball.
Goofball. Mm. Thanks, Dale. And next on this Chris Mila special of trolls.
How did a dork like that get a job in the media?
Has Dale's voice changed?
How did a dork like that get a job in the media?
In the media. Mm. Dork, write that one down.
Dork.
Dork, yeah.
Dork.
Buffoon, okay.
Dork.
Easy. All right.
Dork.
Easy, Dale.
Dork.
And next from America.
So basically, lads are just awkward guys in their 20s who wish they were cool.
Lads, oh right, they didn't know what lads meant. Mm. Lads are just awkward guys in their 20s who wish they were cool.
So basically, lads are just awkward guys in their 20s who wish they were cool.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
You can't disagree with these, that's the trouble. Listen to this.
Lad Bombs is the worst drink title ever.
Lad Bombs is the worst drink title ever.
Lad Bombs is the worst drink title ever.
And finally from Dale, from our American friends.
Millions of people would pay to date her, but no one would date him even if they got paid.
Well, that's nice.
Struggle to keep up with that one.
I think it was millions would pay to date her, but no one would date you or something.
Millions of people would pay to date her, but no one would date him even if they got paid.
That's even if they got one. Paid.
Some people say it says like golf ball.
Goofball.
No, it's definitely goofball.
That's my favourite.
Goofball.
And what was the other one again, please, Dale?
Dork.
Thank you. Yeah.
All for me today.
Dork.
Yeah.
I suppose so, it's to be expected.
That was the Chris and
Mila Kunis
special of Loving the Trolls. I love the way that Lawrence says
Mila Kunis.
More next week. Loving the Trolls. You're loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
Trump.
Dork. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Goofball. Loving the Trump. Ooh, Trump.
Is it?
Dork.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My big thing this week is by an 18-year-old singer-songwriter from Edinburgh called Nina Nesbitt. I'm following you on Twitter, Nina. That's weird. But she's actually quite entertaining on Twitter. Debut album out in September. Phil and Alice in the Evening and Sarah Cox have been playing this. And she's doing a UK tour, her own UK tour later this month. See what you think if you've not heard it yet of Stay Out, new by Nina Nesbitt on BBC Radio 1. It's my big thing.
He's got the Rolling Stones tea, but he only knows one song. They think they're from the 60s, but they were born in 1991. There's a man standing in the corner, no one knows quite where he's from. There's a fight between Jill and Lorna. He's got a tattoo of a peace sign on her thumb. All that and the night has just begun.
The Nesbians have been on.
Who?
Show it.
What?
The Nesbians. Showing massive support for that track. That is Nina Nesbitt and Stay Out on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Joe, that's just been on Twitter going, Scott's now a Nesbian. Yeah, I am. Dancing in the sunshine in the car to Nina Nesbitt. What sunshine? Where do you live? Just trying to look that out. Really? London? Hi, anyway. Love this song. First time I heard it, says Vicky Wilson. She's like a small, wee version on her own of Mumford & Sons. Not too shabby, says Aaron. Talking about your music, obviously, Nina.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got Dan and Phil in today playing Real or No Real. That's going to be at 3:40.
I was on their show last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did a little video for them. It's all on YouTube, on the Radio 1 YouTube, and they gave me like a little internet survival guide.
Oh, is this after the Mila Kunis thing?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm one of theirs now. Like, I'm sort of involved in the internet,
like apparently. Some strange cult.
Well, they tried to explain it to me.
Have they
really
welcomed
understand.
You in to the fold?
Well, they gave me this invite, yeah.
All right. And is that their video that they're going to present to us as their new video at 3:40?
I hope not, because this is awkward, because we're talking
about
it now.
You kind of spoil it? Oh, rubbish. Anyway, if you want to see Chris and Dan and Phil, it's the Internet Survival Guide, which he really needed last week.
Mm.
It was on their show last night, on their request show, and it's on the Radio 1 YouTube now. They'll be here live to play Real or No Real at 3:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, earlier when we did Tap In, I said that I have news about someone that's not happy with you.
Oh, yeah?
Ollie Murs.
What's his beef?
Went to see Murs last night, did a gig at Wembley, and, well, before your flipping Mila Kunis interview, which went like all over the world, 10 million views, please. He was quite in there with Kunis, he thought, because I think it was Graham Norton, where like she seemed quite keen.
Yeah.
He's definitely 100% keen, I can tell you.
And now he's beefy with
and
me.
And they started to call her like Mila Murs and stuff, and he was loving every single minute. And then last night, he's like, tell Chris he's stolen my thunder. So I just wanted to just pass that on.
Being trolled by Ollie Murs.
Yeah, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Rizzle Kicks and Mama Do the Hump on BBC Radio 1. Something very strange has happened. Like, it's not even interesting to you listeners, but like, I've got everything around the wrong way. It's all good though. Dan and Phil are here. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
We're you okay? Cursed.
We're good, yeah.
A bit cold. It's snowing outside.
It's worst weather ever. It's snowing and it's really windy. It's the kind where... hear me now.
Yeah.
You know when it's windy and snowing, it makes the snow not come from above but kind of underneath?
It's actually snowing sideways.
It's snowing up.
I've noticed that. It's horrible.
Horrific. Don't go outside. Don't go to work today. Not worth it.
It's a bit late for that. I think people would have already done it.
Maybe.
So, can we talk about your video first of all, please? Is it the video that you're going to tell us about today, is it the one where you teach Chris about internet, but the laws
survival.
Of the internet?
Survival. Yeah, because obviously Chris being the next big internet superstar, he has to adapt to a new way of life. Because, you know, people are going to start treating him differently. And especially when he goes onto the internet, it's going to be a different world. So we basically gave him our qualified breakdown of how to survive.
Our top five list.
Mm. What was, can you just give us a couple of highlights for people so we can watch it?
We talked about fan fiction and how people might start writing stories about Chris and maybe Mila. Yeah. We were hoping someone would write one about Chris, Mila and a burrito.
Yes.
We haven't received it yet.
Did that happen then?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Have you got on the like novel about Scott getting you pregnant in some weird alternate reality yet?
I haven't heard anything about this
Look
yet,
forward
no.
to that.
Yeah.
It's pretty inevitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's on the Radio 1 YouTube now, so you should go check it out. It's very funny.
Okay. It's time to play Real or No Real with Dan and Phil. It's our regular Monday treat. And let's see how people do today. Who is kind of winning at the moment? Phil seems to do quite well.
I'm doing quite well. Chris has won a lot, though.
Yeah,
so he's doing the scores.
Yeah, exactly.
And here's your first one.
There are now more checked shirts in the UK than people.
That would surprise me.
Wasn't expecting that.
No.
It's not a wholly unrealistic stat.
No, it's really not, is it?
Welcome to Top Man. Scott, how many do you own?
Actually, I've binned quite a lot recently.
Ooh.
Just as they started to come on trend again.
Yeah. You only used to exclusively wear checked shirts.
That was
for
all I'd
five
wear.
Years.
Me too.
Yeah. I've got about 16. So there's like the
it's
16
you,
of them.
It?
Yeah.
You that's making these
I
stats.
Think it is me. Yeah. Well, the 16 of them and only one of me in my house, so they're overpowering.
It's like sheep. Take over.
Dan, do you own any?
I've never owned a checked shirt.
You're more black, can't you?
Yeah, all I wear is black. I'm like a funeral that slid into a tar pit. That's basically my wardrobe. Yeah. Very weird mental image I just got there, yeah.
Anyway, so, real or no real, there are now more checked shirts than people.
I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm going to say real because I own most of them.
Real.
That one is no real.
No! Oh, please.
And next.
It would take 76 working days for the average person to read through all the terms and conditions they agree to over the course of a year.
Hmm.
Terms and conditions are very long.
They are, seriously. Update iTunes. No,
yeah, no, yeah. Seven pages. I'm sure it's fine, except.
Yeah, I've accepted so many things. I don't know what I've agreed to. So
no one ever knows what they agree to.
Yeah, one day an elephant's just going to arrive at my house. I don't know why.
Pay for it.
Yeah. What? It's dangerous, these terms and conditions, isn't it?
Do you remember we did a stunt ages ago on this show with somebody, and it was something to do with them not reading the terms and conditions? We really caught them out.
Yeah.
Because no one really does.
No.
Well, that's it. We went out on Stupid Street and read this form and said, you need to sign these terms and conditions. And they were like, yep, did that. Signed it. But what they didn't realise is they were agreeing to certain things like dates with Scott.
And yeah.
There was all sorts on.
Oh, didn't read them. I know. So, real or no real, terms and conditions take ages to read, Shock.
I think 76 days is a long time. So I'm going to say no real.
In this horrible dystopian future, I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes, Dan, you're right to go real.
Well done.
76 days, was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Next.
Items found by scientists inside the bodies of sharks include a car number plate, a packet of cigarettes, and a full suit of armour.
I like the idea. Someone like couldn't afford to go shark cage diving, so they just went, oh, wear a suit of armour. Ended horribly.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That's a good point. What possible reason would they be wearing that in water?
Well, maybe the shark ate someone in the past, like in the 12th century.
Yeah, maybe it's like a dinosaur shark.
Yeah.
Or it was a fun swim. Or, do you remember, I don't know if you ever had this at school, where you had to do personal survival.
Yeah.
And
is that like hard mode?
Well, bizarrely, what they made me do is they'd make you dress up in your pyjamas to go and do swimming. I was like, when am I ever going to be in my pyjamas and needing these survival? I couldn't see, it's like when they get you to pick a brick up.
Oh, the brick, yeah, I did that, yeah.
Why on, when am I ever going to pick a brick up from the bottom of the water?
When you're trying to fend off sharks, obviously.
Yeah.
So you can hit the shark with a brick.
So imagine this person was wearing a suit of armour and smoking a fag. Is it real or no real? Items found in an actual shark.
I think the sea is a very strange place.
It scares me.
It scares me a lot. So I'm going to say real.
Do you know what I mean about that?
It scares you.
It is scary, the sea. Do you not think?
If you actually think
very unnerving, isn't it?
If you actually think about jellyfish, what even are they?
What is a jellyfish? Yeah, the sea. Yeah, no real. What? About you, Chris?
I'm saying, I'm going to say real on this one.
And the answer is?
That one is real.
Yes.
Who else said shark? Was that just me?
I said real too.
Yep.
Ugh. Next.
The guests on Andrew Neil's BBC One late night political chat show on Thursday were former Home Secretary Alan Johnson, former Defence Secretary Michael Portillo, and the Cheeky Girls.
What?
What happened to the Cheeky Girls? What have they been doing for like the last decade?
I don't know.
Were they from Transylvania?
Yes, they were.
Maybe they went back there.
Maybe you know they did, just went back in their coffins.
Yeah. Not immediately, because I did do a couple of student gigs with them.
I can imagine, yes.
So they didn't go straight back to trans, but eventually I imagine they did. Well, actually, obviously not if they were on Andrew Neil's show.
Yeah, I think it'd make an interesting show.
It would, yeah. You obviously always need the Cheeky Girls' input on political matters.
That was the one where they were told they were telling people to stop throwing bottles at the stage, and then that, if you tell people to not do that,
that's
then they generally do. So it was a free-for-all. It was bottles of wee were on.
Like Harry Styles in The Shoe. There's just been so many shoes at One Direction concerts ever since that.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Because he got one in the...
My thinking with this, if real, it like the Cheeky Girls must agree to go on this show as well. Like
they didn't just kidnap them.
I don't see why they have such a sort of political interest in so I can't believe that this would happen.
I think if they were in charge of the politics of a town, it would be an interesting town to live in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you have Arnold Schwarzenegger in California. Who's to say the Cheeky Girls, mayor of London?
I'm going to say no real on this one, Scott.
I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one's real.
I need to see that now.
Okay. Oh, my life.
So they weren't on promoting like the new single, sadly, or tour dates, but they were actually talking about politics. If you don't believe me, I have this for you here from that show last week.
Benefits you can get here on the health service, schools, welfare payments, housing, they're much more than you could ever get in Romania or Bulgaria.
Yes, it's true. The benefits are really high, so you get... more like a normal income.
It's them!
It's them!
It's the Cheeky Girls talking about Romania.
So much respect for them now.
So, at the end of that, real or no real with Dan and Phil and Chris?
Bizarre one, this. Very low scoring. 10 points each.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to try harder next week.
Make sure you watch their brand new video on the Radio 1 YouTube. Otherwise, you can get them back next Sunday at 7 p.m. listen and watch on the Radio 1 website. Thank you, Dan and Phil.
Thanks, Scott.
See you next week. So I'm back on Wednesday between 1 and 4, but tomorrow, if you listen live, it's going to be Matt Edmondson between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1, still including Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.